Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Without these things, coffee, community, and food, I think life would be pretty bland and boring. You know, it all revolves around a plate of some sort.
Pansit, focaccia, ube, at espresso sa iisang kapehan? Mula sa pagmamahal para sa pagkain at inuming Pinoy at Italian, tinayo ng Filipino-Italian-Australian na si Julia Di Pasquale ang Juju Cafe sa Preston, Victoria.
Is your mom from Manila or is she...
She's from Pampanga.
Also, from you know, good food.
Yes. Yes, everyone says that when they come in. They're like, oh, yeah, she must know what she's doing. I'm like, yeah, I leave her in there and she's got it.
Yeah. So you said, so you grew up with a loud Filipino-Italian family.
Yeah.
Who love food. So what would be like your earliest memories of maybe cooking in the kitchen or learning about the food of both cultures?
In terms of cooking, it was always just a bit of fun. There was such a big mix. It was never like, okay, fully Filipino, fully Italian. It's always been such a big mix of cultures that in terms of cooking, it was like I'm learning how to do pasta at the same time I'm learning how to do like adobo and stuff like that. It's always just been such a big mix. But from a young age, I'm the youngest of four. So while everyone's going to school, going to work, my mom's like taking me to Preston Market, which you would know. We're buying like bulut and I'm just sitting in front of the TV enjoying myself, which was actually one of my favorite foods growing up. At the moment, I don't think it is. I don't think definitely changed since then. But I wasn't super close with my mom's parents, which I guess, if I was close, I would have learned a bit more about the Filipino culture. But now having the cafe, I'm really grateful. I'm meeting so many Filipino creators. I'm on Instagram and I'm learning so much every day, which is like I want to be teaching other people about the Filipino culture, but at the same time I'm learning just as much. So I'm really grateful to have access to like social media and bring everyone in here. I'm like learning every day and meeting new people in the Filipino community.
Bilang isang Filipino-Italian na nakatira sa Australia, aminado si Julia na nakaranas din siya ng kalituhan pagdating sa kanyang pagkatao.
It's not something that I really thought about for many people because I don't know too many biracial kids or friends. But I've always felt like when I hang out with my European friends, which is predominantly my crowd, I'm like not Italian. And then when I'm with, let's say, my cousins on like my mom's side and we go to big fiestas and stuff like that, I'm not Filipino enough. And then when I travel to the Philippines, I love it. I feel like there's like a soul connection there. I really do feel like myself when I go back. I stand out like a sore thumb. I'm like 5'8". I'm quite fair. Like, yeah, I don't feel. And then when I go to Italy, it's the exact same thing. They're always like, you're not Italian, are you? And I'm like, I am. But so I do understand where that's coming from. I think even now, having the cafe, they're always like, oh, I just see the beautiful, you know, but I've more just come to be proud and speak confidently about my background instead of being like having to overcompensate and be like, no, I am really Italian. Like, I speak, and all this stuff. But it's like, no, well, I'm both. So I can enjoy the best of both as well. I'm really proud of like my mom's side, the Filipino side, and I'm really proud of having that Italian side as well. And I speak with confidence.
When it comes to this journey of you becoming a cafe owner, so what was your background coming into this and what made you decide to come to establish your own cafe?
Yeah. So I'm only 22, but from my first job at 15, I was in hospitality. I've always been in hospitality. As much as I say I kind of like don't enjoy it sometimes, I think talking to people every day, working with great people, meeting customers, I think it's like the best job and it's really what I love. In terms of how I got here in this moment a year ago, we're about to celebrate 1 year. I would say I'm quite impulsive, and I've always, my mom has really encouraged my dreams, my silliness. She's always like, go for it. You have to give it a go. And so this shop that we're in now became available, and I was like, you know what? There is never going to be like a right time. The time is now. We don't know. Tomorrow is a promise. You don't know what's going to happen. And I think while I'm young, I just really like to give it a go.
Kinwestiyon ng iba ang kakayahan ni Julia na magtayo ng negosyo dahil bata pa siya at isa siyang babae.
Definitely have had challenges and still going through it. There's always going to be hurdles. I think being young but also being a female in business, I've learned that it's really hard. I don't think I always hear about like female struggles in the workplace and like female CEOs and all these problems that they face, but I've never really faced it myself until now. From the moment I was setting up, I did it all by myself at the start, and I heard a lot of comments from like people, not trying to point out, but like, like men, they do kind of make you feel small sometimes with little things. It can be something as little as like pricing, but the way that people come to you, it's like, yeah. So I think I'm just learning as I go, really, in terms of how to run a business properly. But I'm really grateful to be able to experience this, and I'm just learning as I go. It's all for me, one big learning experience. Yeah, but there have definitely been hurdles, and there's always something about pricing. It'll be like random here, where it's like, well, I think I know, like the Filipino food and the Italian food that I'm producing, there is worth there. Just because you can't afford it, like it doesn't mean that it doesn't deserve to have this price. It deserves to be recognized on a global stage just as much as the Italian food. Just because it's new to you, it might seem expensive, but I know that it's worth it and deserves to be recognized equally. And there isn't that much like recognition at the moment.
Actually, it's funny that you said that because I interviewed a chef in ACT. She's a Filipino chef as well.
Yeah.
And she said that, she said, don't cheapen the branding of Filipino food just because of who we are, of where we came from. Yeah.
I totally understand that. I don't think a lot of people realize like the produce we're using, the agriculture, like where it comes from, deserves to be given like the right price. I don't think we should cheapen ourselves at all. Even if something seems so simple, there's a lot of labor, there's a lot of love that goes into it, and a lot of history and culture and tradition that deserves to be passed on.
Like, I looked at one of your menus. It was so interesting because you had prosciutto and all of that, and then you had pancit.
I know people are always a bit confused, and then I explain, and I'm just like, this is really just me in a cafe. I'm like, I'm not trying to make this up. It's what I know. I'm always having a bit of both.
No, it's great because I was looking at it. I was like, Italian coffee is kind of known as something sophisticated, as something, something worth the money in a sense. Pancit is this dish in the Philippines that we kind of like, it's street food or it's just normal everyday fare. But introducing these ingredients or these new dishes to mainstream Australia. Have you found it difficult, or because you said you try to explain it, but do you find that people are open, or do you find that it's a bit difficult to push?
Yes. Okay. This is a good question. I think I'm situated in an area where there are a couple of different normal mainstream your Australian cafes. And so for me, I didn't really think that it was anything weird of what I was selling until I did have to serve and explain myself to customers. And so I think a lot of customers, they come in and they're sussing the vibes, because I'm a new cafe, and they do see that like in the shelves, it's like purple, green, yellow, we've got pandan, pulpit, mango, all these different things that they've never heard of. That's a struggle. I think they walk out and they think, well, her cakes are a bit, I think people think it's like weird and exotic. So they think, well, my coffee is also not, like they don't really take it seriously. They definitely get that vibe from some crowd. But then there are an amazing sort of people that are all open. Like I've faced great experience.
With
Yeah.
ube in particular, even Starbucks is using ube at the moment,
Yes.
but
Yeah.
it's not explained as a Filipino ingredient.
Yeah, which
What do you think about that?
yeah, I've talked about this with a couple other Philippine customers that have come in. There's another cafe as well at the end of the street that started doing ube recently, and they have no ties to Filipino culture. That's not all. I don't think that's correct. I think if you're going to serve something like this, there should definitely be some explaining, or like, you have to explain where it comes from, its history, its roots, the people that are producing and growing this and bringing it over. Not only for the business is it important, it's important to recognize the farmers and everything happening in the Philippines, because that's not something that's like an Instagrammable item for them. This is part of our culture and our lives. So I don't agree that like Starbucks should be doing that unless they properly recognize and appreciate the culture that it's coming from. Yeah.
What are your plans or your hopes for your cafe in the next 5 years, 10 years?
Oh, this is a good question. I mean, I'm really happy that we've made it to 1 year. There's been a lot of, I mean, going back to the negative comments, people kind of have been saying we weren't going to last more than 3 months. I've heard this from people around me, so I'm glad just to make it here. But for the future, I'd like to do more collaborations, especially with local Filipino artists or creators or brands. I've recently reached out to a Filipino musician to do a collab on a drink that we can have seasonal in the cafe, just to like, come together and like be proud of our culture and share that with people. It's all about, to me, having that community that you feel safe in, that you can share what you do. And it's like the reason why I come and I want to do what I do. I want to see these people. I want to see my local community. Without these things, coffee community, and food, I think life would be pretty bland and boring. It all revolves around a plate of some sort.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.